Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller number 97 right now. We have a grand prize, 6-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta, and a qualifying prize of Depeche Mode tickets. So call now if you're caller number 97. You're going to Depeche Mode, and you're in the running for the big trip to Mexico.
This is their best song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
According to
Homan. I agree. I think this is their best song. 9, noon, wrong. 3, and 5. You'll instantly win Depeche Mode tickets to either the SAP Center or Oracle, and you'll be in the running for 6 nights at the Hard Rock. Call now. Johnny Mosley has joined us here in the studio. Just breaking the things in the studio right now.
Let me understand.
I had to listen to that underground when I was a kid because my brothers were really into like ska and punk, and Depeche Mode wasn't cool. But I loved it. I had to
listen to it without anybody knowing.
Are you the youngest brother?
Yeah, by 5 years.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
Were you an accident?
Absolutely.
Oh, the best Mosley is an accident.
Did you just say the best Mosley?
He's the best Mosley around.
What do your brothers do?
What do they do? Yeah. My oldest brother is a real estate guy, and he has a brewery. He has a beer called Rugged Coast.
Thank you. Ding, ding.
It's a wicked, really good IPA.
Is that local?
At Buku and Mill Valley. Yeah, local. Okay. Local brew. And and the other one is like a marine dredging contractor. So he's got a business where they dredge out all the marinas and up and down.
Is it a sand thing? Delta.
Mud.
Yeah. Mud.
Move
Funny.
A lot of mud. Yeah.
Your parents.
Yeah. No.
Score.
So you haven't met them, have you?
I've met the real estate brother.
Okay. Okay.
And I think that might be it.
Yeah.
I've hung out with him a couple times at various things over the years.
Yeah. All skiers, both got me into everything I know, and they taught me everything I know, and they're the best. I love them so much. Aww.
They were good skiers too, then?
Oh yeah.
Well, they weren't.
Yeah. The oldest one got us into it. Got us into freestyle. He was like skater, surfer, and that was new at the time. And then he kind of bailed out, peeled off in high school. But the other one went to the World Cup with me. Like we both went for the 94 Olympics and missed it. And then he peeled off after that. He was interested in engineering. His back hurt. He hated the road. Like as soon as we got to the big time, he was like, this is not for me. Like he was sleeping in bunks and in cars and in planes. And he was like,
That sucks.
My back hurts. And he was gone. But he was high level. We were like 1 and 2 on NORAMs. And then on World Cup, he was on
Is all that
top
stuff
level.
Considered pro?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always been pro in our mind.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was this amateur pro thing that was like a dilemma in the beginning.
Right.
But we were still getting paid. You just had to go, not a lot, but you had to go through the ski team and they kind of had a stranglehold on it. But, you know, you could only be, you know, work with certain companies. But we were, you know, from the time I was 18 or 19, in our minds, we were pro, but we were still considered kind of amateur.
Because you have to be to be.
It's a gray area. That's now no longer. Well, we were right.
I was
going to
say right around the time the Dream Team took
exactly.
You know,
well,
that was
once that happened, we all went to the ski team. We're
like hello,
what are you doing?
These guys make quadrillions
cool.
a year.
Like the precedent for once they did that, I don't think the USOC could look you straight in the face and say you can't. You know,
be paid for
this. Yeah, you can't.
You have to be
an
amateur.
It's like a joke.
And so now the kids that are considered pros and that are on tour, is all that stuff widely available for viewing and people can see all these contests around the world regularly? Like, it's not televised, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, you know, there's some of it's on TV. You got the Olympics coming up. They bounce between X Games. Are you talking about the competitions?
Yeah, they have tours, I would imagine. They're all over the place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everyone. And, you know, some of it's just online. Some of it's, you know, has TV contracts. Some of it's only big in Europe. Some of it's, you know, there's tons, so much of it out there right now. It's almost too fragmented.
Scratches to stay competitively hot until it's time to compete for the Olympics. Is that it?
Yeah. So it's pretty straightforward now. I mean, Yeah, there's sort of these. There's only one. The Olympics. There's only one tour that can grant you access to the Olympics, right? And sort of the U.S. ski team has the kind of the
headlock
monopoly
on that, right?
So you can compete in all this other stuff, different tours, competing.
Right. That's what I was getting at.
But when you get when you get into this zone, like we are right now, you have to start playing in the funnel. So right. You have to start competing in the events that count towards.
Points.
Olympic qualification.
Got it.
And in some cases, you got to go backwards, like last year, and even to get into those. Like you have to make the ski team, to even get invited to those. So this process starts, you know, years ago. But yeah, like Shaun White will now start, you know, competing in events that count towards the Olympics. Whereas last year, he did whatever he wanted. He didn't have to compete in anything if he didn't want to. But now he's got
to
just do these like
five
qualifying events or whatever.
And you're going, right? I mean, you're going to be a commentator. And
are you scared?
To go to South Korea?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the
Are
first
you?
Time. Well, I tend to, you know, invite the chaos. Like, I'm interested in sort of being involved.
So
that stuff is like, I don't know. But no, it's real. This one is definitely like Russia didn't really scare me that much.
Right.
I just felt like, you know, but we're in a different time right now for sure. So yeah,
North Korea is scary.
I was
really
looking at
scary.
My trying to see if I could. It's already too late to up my life insurance policy. I don't know. I'm kidding. I didn't actually look into it.
Yeah, you did.
But you thought about it enough to make a joke about it.
I did. That's correct.
All right.
I loved the Instagram stories that Hooman. But did you watch those where you got in the fight with the lady at over the coffee?
Over the coffee, yeah, yeah.
That was so funny.
No, it was. I loved hanging out with Hooman. He's good at Instagram stories.
Yes, hey, you said you were gonna do something with those stories. What are you gonna? Is it a secret?
I was about to just blow it up, but I have an idea. But I can't. I don't want to go there with Hooman, and because I don't want to. The truth is, I don't want to get him excited about it.
It's all right. It's okay.
And not
he's
have
already.
It happen. Because it's not under my control.
It.
And
I have
he'll
to,
never
like, talk
let
to some
you
people.
Forget it.
Right. Oh, that time
like
you let me down.
The low rider
here,
right here.
Go
grab
big,
that chair right
the
there.
Big guy.
Right there.
He does seem to want to like raise it up.
Since we're running into the movie review time almost here for a second, but I wanted to plug that thing you're doing with the... Because I watched the first two videos that you put out.
Visit
that
California.
Too.
Oh, the Wildest Dreams. John Moses' Wildest Dream. You did watch them?
I watched two of them.
Awesome. They
were excellent. But you've done how many now?
No, that's the only two that have dropped.
So
that's
this
the
other
two
one
that been
where
out.
You have the ski vest that lights up is something different.
Yeah, that was a commercial we did. You watched that?
No,
I watched it this morning.
Okay,
with Vinny.
That was how I got introduced to the Visit California people. Then we went on to create
on.
This series.
We're gonna make Johnny as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, like in between. So
there you go, right there. Right there.
No, that was good. That's good.
Good job, Britt.
Thank you, Britt.
I hope people are watching the Looking Glass right now. That was really funny.
We did that. The slack line. That's excellent.
Good job.
Problem solver right there. Thank you. That was really bugging me.
So the Visit California videos are the slack line.
Yeah, slack line. And then we did, which was really fun. And then we did the Bob Burnquist flyboarding one. The one we just did that was so awesome that hasn't come out yet. They're still editing. Was whitewater kayaking up in like way northern California. We went to a whitewater kayaking school called Otter Bar, and I had never done it before, but I was always very intrigued, you know, the Eskimo roll and all that stuff. And so I just got my ass kicked by this pro whitewater kayaker, and then he went off and did some ridiculous stuff. And so it was pretty cool. It'll be a good episode.
And they're like 5 minutes, so they're a quick watch.
Yeah.
And they're really edited and
easy
to watch.
They're watchable.
Yeah,
that's
what
I love about them is it's not – sometimes you do this stuff and you're like, I can't even get through the damn
thing. It's all bogged
down. These are quick. They're fun. They just like easy,
where
easy, easy.
Where are
viewing.
Those?
YouTube.
Where can people find them?
Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams.
On YouTube.
YouTube is the best. You don't have to wait for
so
a certain
easy.
Time.
Right.
They called me up the other day and they're like, they usually try, well, we come up with these ideas, but this one, they said, I think you should start swimming. And that's just all they said. You need to start swimming a little bit.
Oh.
So I've been
step your
swimming,
game up in the water.
Like bay swimming and stuff like that. So I've been training for the next one.
But you don't know.
Well, I kind of know.
He knows.
Know, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it under wraps.
Well, you got to get, you know, build it up. Go all Michael Phelps.
Hey, let's
but
plug
I'm glad
his,
you watched it.
Yeah, I want to plug your Iota seeds, too. By the way,
you guys
check,
are the best.
Check
this,
I know.
Plugging.
Come in here and plug Rugged Coast Brewery.
And
now Iota.
ShareIota.com, right?
So,
tell them the big news.
I know. Is the big news the thing he just told me out there? He goes, I don't know if we're going to plug them or not, but if we do...
What was the big news?
Whole Foods is distributing yours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I told that to Hooman, but I'm not actually supposed to.
Should we jump that?
Well, we mentioned it.
But I will plug.
We'll edit that out.
I will plug that if you're a city person, Woodland Market just opened a beautiful new location on Folsom Street. So we're in there. We've been in Woodland for a while over in Marin, but they just opened. And then the Andronico's, which is now Safeway Community Markets on Irving. We're going into that. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Jonathan North.
I got
best.
And, my IOTA it's going great. Sports Basement.
Oh, so, absolutely.
You're and in there, too.
Vinny.
That's a big one.
But it's going. I'm psyched. People love it. They're like, you know, it's a healthy snack, and kids are digging it and taking it to school. And in general, we're just
they're super
psyched.
Good.
It's going
so
well.
So if Alice listeners would like to get their hands on some, sure.
Thank you.
Anytime it's going to benefit the Alice listener, I'm all about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Since you guys pretty much launched IOTA here and got us going, Malia was like, let's do a code. So. Oh. This is all caps, Alice. Go to mightyiota.com, A-L-I-C-E, all caps. That's 15% off. It's good till Friday.
All right.
Okay,
fantastic.
We had to put an end date on it because we don't know. So thank you, Alice listeners. You guys got us started. I appreciate your love. And obviously, Theron, Vinny, Bryn, Uzi.
What about me?
All 9 yards. Who?
No,
Hooman.
Yeah.
All right, it's movie review time.
And now it's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week with the incredible Hooman Khalili and Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley. And here's your movie review. Okay, go.
That's it.
Was that live?
That was all live.
That was live.
That was really good. I've never known how to pronounce his last name, Khalili.
Khalili Sabet.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of a movie that isn't getting a tremendous amount of press, but definitely worth checking out, called American Assassin. It's Michael Keaton, Taylor Kitsch, and Dylan O'Brien. If you saw the Maze Runner movies, he's the kid that stars in those.
Dylan O'Brien is?
Yeah.
Oh. He's great.
So in this film, Dylan is on vacation with his girlfriend. It looked like somewhere in like Vietnam or Thailand, some really beautiful beach area.
They were speaking Spanish, but go ahead.
Literally, moments after he proposes.
Oh, that's so
literally after he proposes, terrorists attack the beach, killing Dylan's fiance
in
front of him.
Ruthless.
Why did they do that?
As a result, Dylan becomes a vigilante, going after Muslim terrorists.
Uh-oh.
Until finally getting recruited by the Black Ops Division of the CIA with Michael Keaton as his mentor.
Oh.
Johnny, this is a bold statement, but would you put American Assassin at the level of the Jason Bourne movies?
Absolutely.
Really?
I loved it. Yeah, I loved that. It had that sort of like intensity.
I love the Bourne movies.
I say yes.
Wow.
I say yes.
Would you say it's
it
like...
Silly though, he proposes and a minute later there's a terrorism attack. Like,
yeah, it does sound a little.
Was that a little cheesy?
You're going back to premise on this.
So I shouldn't do that.
I'm just flowing with entertainment.
I see. All right,
but it would seem plausible to me, which we can get into because why wouldn't that happen? These terrorist attacks are random.
More plausible than it
in many cases.
I suppose that's true.
Okay.
It's a grittier version. It feels more real. Like, you watch the Jason Bourne movies, and they're fun, but you don't... It's harder to buy into Jason Bourne than it is to buy into American Assassin.
Mm.
Did you find yourself on the edge of your seat? Was this film, like, unpredictable? Were you excited watching this movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
I loved it.
I must have leaned over to you at least 4 times ago and saying... I didn't see that coming. Did you see that coming?
Yeah, those are the parts I did not enjoy. It's like I'm watching the movie.
He's chatty.
It's not fun to date Hooman, huh? All right.
But no, I was on the edge of my seat. It was quick moving, and I enjoy a quick moving film. Yeah.
Giveaway.
It took some unexpected turns, which is kind of hard to do these days.
All right, so I had a huge problem with this film, and it had to do with, obviously, Persians and Iranians.
Oh, man.
So
all your, most of your people are good, good people.
Yeah. So my problem is the terrorists somehow, some way, in some weird sense, were linked back to Persians, Iranians being the bad guys.
That's a bummer. I'm sorry.
It bummed me out.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
Did it bum you out, Johnny?
Well, it started to bum me out when you were bringing it up, because in my mind, it was just like a normal flowing movie. Mm-hmm. And at first I thought you were, you know, talking about just like the way they looked, like a stereotypical look. Mm-hmm. And then I realized it was bigger than that. And it made me think about it. And I was like, wow, I had never thought about that.
But yeah.
That's a real thing. And that's true, but arguably in the end,
yes,
it was the Americans.
Don't please stop. Yeah. Oh, Johnny Mosley.
But wait a minute. So if the terrorists in the movie had been from Libya, you would have been like not taken out of the movie, and you would have been fine with it.
Well, listen, I will say this: the one thing they sort of got right here was they actually cast Persians to play Persians.
Oh well, that's at least that's a relief.
And they were speaking a lot of Farsi, so. There are times where they didn't, you know, do the subtitles, and I was leaning over going, oh, I understand everything that they're saying.
Oh.
So I gotta give a shout-out.
How nice for you, Johnny. You got to have all the stuff
Johnny's
explained.
Johnny's nodding. Yep, that's right. He leaned over again.
Well, then I asked him, like, well, what'd they say? And then
I was explaining it to you. So
yeah, and
at
then
one
I missed,
point,
like, the next yes. section of the movie. So
so Taylor
next
Kitsch.
Time we're bringing a notepad. Everyone's right. making notes. And then we're going to go to Chipotle after
right.
and have a discussion. Okay, go ahead.
So Taylor Kitsch.
I love him.
John Carter. He was also in the second season of True Detective.
He was in all the Friday Night Lights.
He speaks so Farsi in the film.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, I was like pleasantly surprised. I'm like, hey, look at this
did
guy.
Did he pull it off? Hey, Dad Mubarak?
They get well, not as good as
Fess
you.
Fess in June.
But he they did give him one line in Farsi, and I was like, huh. I didn't see that coming either.
lots of twists for you in this one.
So it looks like there's 12 books in this series that are based on this American assassin.
Oh, this is based on a book.
Yeah. Right. Do you see a sequel in the works here, Johnny?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And I loved that they weren't afraid to just take people out. Like, they'd get you attached to a person, like, even right from the beginning with the girl.
Oh, yes.
And you're like, right. Oh, this is cool. Oh, she's very cool. Lovely. See ya.
Right in front of him.
And you know, as harsh as that, as like, that got us in.
Yeah.
I think Hoob and I were
yeah,
like,
I was
whoa!
Like, and that's like literally in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he proposes.
So don't miss the very beginning of this movie.
Don't miss the beginning, yeah.
So no setup. Yeah. They're on the beach. Might be Vietnam. Might be Spain.
But could they be anywhere.
Right. Could really be anywhere.
You got a good machine gun, dude.
Yeah, thank that's
you.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And then, of course, they left it. I mean, how much are we giving away?
Not too much.
There's definitely a sequel. They literally
yeah, they ended
it
an
out
elevator
at the end. Like, yeah. They did the old dung 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 ending. It's so like the end of a TV show cliffhanger.
Is this a limited release thing?
No,
because
no,
it didn't chart.
Wide.
I mean, it wasn't in the top 10.
It didn't.
No,
make,
no, it
didn't
comes out this
money.
Week.
Oh, it comes out this
okay.
week.
Oh, okay. I was wondering
yeah,
that
yeah,
too.
Yeah. We're doing this early review because Johnny was supposed to be in Miami.
I see.
That's right. I was supposed to go to Miami.
And you probably aren't going now.
No.
For the Olympics?
Yep. The NBC affiliate in Hollywood, Florida, Miami was doing a little thing for their advertisers, all that stuff. So we're in Olympic zone right now. Everyone's just a few months away. Too bad, but I think they were okay. I think it kind of skirted right around Miami as far as I can see. So, but there was no way we were getting in there and doing something Olympic related in this environment.
So now that you've seen American Assassin, the original two who were supposed to star as the leads, the mentor was supposed to. Now tell me if this would have worked for you. The lead, the mentor was supposed to be Bruce Willis,
mm-hmm.
and the rookie kind of CIA agent was supposed to be Chris Hemsworth.
Hmm.
What do you think? Would that have worked for you?
It would have worked.
But did you like this pairing?
When I first got Keaton, when Keaton obviously is amazing, so you kind of know he can transform into anything. Mm-hmm. But when I first kind of saw him, like, he didn't really fit the bill, like, as far as this, like, tough, salty CIA agent. Like, Bruce Willis would have been more apt for the appearance, obvious pick.
Right.
But, you know, I don't think he would have done as good a job of building that character out towards the end of the film as Keaton did. I mean,
so
he was
Keaton
amazing. And then this Dylan guy, I don't think you get better than him in this role.
Really?
Yeah. Hemsworth might have been too...
Thorish.
Thank you. I don't know what that means, but...
You know how
the
Thor?
Tone. Oh, Thorish. Yeah. Thorish. Absolutely.
I thought you said Thorish. I'm like, oh, he's too ugly. A four.
Oh, no. Chris Hemsworth is
I thought
just
he said Thorish, too.
Thorish.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, all I can think about is Thor. Like, he would take me out of it.
He would take me out of it, too. And I think this kid, this guy, Dylan, this was a very thought-out revenge tactic that took him 18 months to unfold. And I feel like he did a lot of studying. He learned Farsi. He was, you know, he had to become one of the enemy to get in. It was kind of a little bit.
No, there wasn't too many, he was speaking Arabic. He was doing it all. It is interesting, as I was reading about the film, he got into an accident like 5 days within the shooting. And it left him with scars on his face. He was in a concussion. He had, like, a brain swelling. And they had to take 6 months off of shooting.
What happened to him?
Whoa.
He won't get into it too much, but it apparently had something to do with a car accident, him doing some car chasing scenes, and him getting into a terrible...
On the set?
Yeah, on the set.
Oh.
So he was actually taken out for... And he said during that time it actually helped him... figure out this character and what it would have been like for him to have lost his girlfriend in the recovery time and everything. So to sum it all up, let me just say this. It's time for our ratings, by the way. It's out of five. Even though I really hated the way Persians were portrayed, at least they cast real Persians. That was nice. There was a ton of suspense, really well crafted. It's just such a great, gritty version of Jason Bourne. I'm going to give it 3¾ Persian rugs.
Excellent reaction, John.
Just to clear it up, when we're talking about Persians, we're just talking Iranians?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. He likes to use
Persian.
Well, we can say Iranian. We can say Iranians.
Okay, let's do that then.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't like the way they portrayed the Iranians.
Okay. Well,
they're not all bad
guys. Clearing it up. So do I need to give a summary?
Give your summary and then maybe you can do, I don't know, skiers,
gold medals. Yeah, skis, something.
This is a movie worth going to the theater for, I think. Like, it's loud and it's well shot. It's in your face and you can just, it just flows over you. Like, it's just entertaining. Like I said before, I love the way where they just didn't care and they would just kill, like, beautiful girls that he was attached to, and you could just see it sort of like making it matter and matter and matter. Like, I loved that.
All these hot chicks.
And I liked the premise. Like, it is a little bit scary that you might train someone, like the U.S. would train someone to that level only to have them use it against us. So I thought that was an interesting exploration into what's happening in the world. And so
The Jason Bourne tie-in there, right? Because he was a product of some kind of a government thing.
Yep. So I give it to 4.5 gold medals.
I did like it. All right, Johnny Mosley, don't forget if you're going to go to, is it just iota.com, mightyiota.com?
Mightyiota.com.
And use the code ALICE.
All caps, ALICE, for 15% off.
Very nice. It's always a joy to see you. Thank you for doing this, and I know that your schedule was a little wonky this week, but thanks for, Monday movie review. I mean, what a great way to kick off the week.
I'll work on not giving away. From now on.
Oh, hey, people are wondering, one last question. Did your brother got his dog back? I guess it was stolen. Everything okay?
Oh, man. That's a long story. Oh,
okay, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but yes, he got the dog back it was stolen.
Someone stole the dude's dog.
It's a sick story.
For reward?
People are emailing me like crazy now because you're on the air and they're like wondering what happened with your brother's dog.
Yeah, so they got it back. He left it up, tied up outside. He was right outside this bar. He was watching the World Series at or something like that, and the dog was gone. And so anyway, long story short, he did a massive, search and found video tapes and, cameras. And
oh, my.
And it was this woman stole it with another dude. And anyway, we got it back.
And did they go to jail or what?
That's a long story.
Okay.
Probably not.
I know.
That's a long story.
All right, Johnny Mosley, thank you. Great job, Holman and Johnny. You're quite the team.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio. Radio. Turn up my volume.
Alice@97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's going to do it for us on this Monday. Johnny, thank you so much for being here. Johnny Mosley, everybody.
Hey, thank you. So one of the things, so obviously big Olympic fan and all that, but one of the biggest things you do is taking over for Warren Miller as the voice of his films. And I saw, I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, but it was you getting ready to start doing the voice work for it.
Yeah.
So the new movie's what?
It's cut. I just did another VO this morning for it. So it's like coming together. It's almost Warren Miller time. It's called Line of Descent. It's a great, great movie. There's a Squaw Valley segment in it that I skied in, and talks about like family and skiing, and awesome Jackson Hole segment. So a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, it's coming out, I don't know, sometime this month.
Well, it's usually right before the snow starts falling, or right as it's falling.
Getting people all excited for it.
I'll have to come back in once it's going. Yeah,
come back in and just give it a few plugs.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys want to come, too, I got you set up. I don't know. It's pretty fun time. The live show is great at the Exploratorium.
Oh.
What used to be the Exploratorium, right. Palace of Fine Arts. It is a great live show.
Well, sometimes that's during the week, so we can't get to it. But I highly recommend anyone to get pumped for the season. The Warren Miller films are become ritual.
Absolutely.
Like, you're into it. It's a big thing. So cool.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks again for being here today.
Right,
tell your beautiful wife and your kids hello from us.
Likewise.
And we'll see y'all tomorrow.
And of course, I think John can play Eruption.
Sure he can do a little of it, but nobody can do it like that.
I loved hearing that.
Oh my God, me too. That was so fun.
I was like being in my brother's like old Ford Bronco, just listening to that.
Yeah.
The way I like everywhere. Just like,
all right, Johnny Mosley, thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.